889 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Tuesday, August 12th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Last Wednesday, House Speaker Matt Hall looked across a gathered media event at his fairly regular press conference inside the Speaker's library. Anything else, he asked? Almost hoping that he'd get more questions from the media. Well, he presented basically why the budget wasn't done and how his Republican caucus was working on passing budgets, quote, soon. Talked about wanting to roll back the Democrats' 2023 energy reform law. He basically declared that any cell phone ban bill was dead for the year. He even left the door open for the Democrats to do a new Medicaid waiver if he wanted to. He was fine either way. But then the Speaker answered most of the questions. He deflected and declined to answer others. But after 75 minutes, he stood behind the podium like a boxer who had gone 10 rounds, but he wasn't finished. The gathered reporters sat silent. Well, Hall walked away from the podium and then announced to the press conference, "I'm doing off the record tomorrow," as a way to kind of rub it in that he was not worn out by the media and would continue to get his message across to the people of the state of Michigan. Well, the problem, the biggest problem of all this is the fact that the Democrats, Senate Democrats, with their majority leader, Winnie Brinks, have always been reactive, many are saying in Lansing, to the Speaker. They haven't been proactive, but reactive. And with the media, by comparison, it's coming across that they are actually ineffective. While Matt Hall was giving his press conference, the Senate Majority Leader was visiting classrooms at the Gerald R. Ford Academic Center with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. As the governor held court, taking about 5 minutes of questions with reporters, Brinks simply got up and walked to the door. Now here's the question, and this is what MERS News Service presented to a bunch of political pundits in Lansing yesterday. Are Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, and the Senate Democrats suffering a setback from not being forward-facing with the press as much as Speaker Matt Hall has been? Well, Anna Heaton of Resch Strategies answered this question. Are they suffering a setback? And is it being perceived that they're being out-media by the Speaker? Well, Anna Heaton's answer was, I'd say they're suffering every possible setback that Hall is setting them up for. Most people, even in many in their own party, are wondering if they disappeared into a black hole. Eaton said that the Democrats' lack of press engagement is leaving the perception that they don't have serious policy agendas. Speaker Hall has filled the void since January with his masterful near-Trumpian handling of the media. If your only media appearances are reacting to what others are proposing, or even worse, what they're saying about you, you've lost. And there's so much ground to make up at that point. They seem to realize there's no reason to even bother trying. Well, Randy Hannon of Bellwether Public Relations, former chief of staff for then Mayor Virge Bonero, agreed. Definitely, Senate Democrats appeared to be afflicted with the same reticence to challenge Michigan's MAGA faithful as their national counterparts. They need to raise their media game and drive a more compelling narrative around the Democratic agenda that appeals to working-class Michiganders who have moved away from their party because they perceive the Democrats as being out of touch with their values and beholden to special interests. Well, Jimmy Green said Democrats as a whole have not produced a message at all. Not from the House, not from the Senate, not even from the governor. Democrats have to be wondering, what are we doing? You think they'd be more visible, but the only time you ever hear from them is when they're saying something needs to be done, but they're not saying anything. And another consultant, political Gene Iver of Iver Consulting, conceded that the House Republicans have put a lot more press out, making a lot more headlines, but not necessarily always for the right reasons. Senate Democrats have kept a much lower profile, focusing more on doing the work and letting the results speak for themselves. Focusing on doing the work? Are you talking about, Jen, about their budget? That based on 2 days later information, forecast projections saying that there's going to be less revenue coming into the state treasury doesn't even balance? And they've done nothing to address it. So this is going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, the next question MERS News Service came up with, and this is kind of interesting, asking the pundits, how long should we expect this President Trump-Governor Whitmer relationship to last? Well, Hannon predicted that it would last about as long as President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs, which is to say that the president's personality and tendency to turn against even his closest allies could flip his relationship with Whitmer on its head at any moment. The governor has played her cards very carefully and skillfully, but making a substantive ask for federal help while avoiding criticisms might trigger Trump and end up throwing her to the back of the bus, once again being referred to as that woman from Michigan. So far, her tactics are working pretty well while supporting her pre-presidential bid narrative in 2028. Again, pushing the idea that she'll work with anyone to get things done for the state of Michigan. Well, Jimmy Green, said he doesn't see this relationship lasting very long either. The president is too temperamental, and he's given her about as much as he's willing to give. I just don't see where he draws any equity from this relationship any further. There's no reason for him to continue it. Well, The bottom line, Heaton said, was she was concerned that the relationship was over when she saw President Trump take to the White House roof the very same day last week when Governor Gretchen Whitmer visited. However, this relationship is actually standing the test of time, Heaton said, because she sees it staying on track for a while despite the president's tendency to get fed up with people and discard them somewhat routinely. If a political relationship timeline comparable to Hollywood relationships, they're basically already on their second honeymoon, Heaton said. Yeah, I can somewhat agree with that. It took a lot of real chutzpah for the governor to revisit the White House, especially after Foldergate. That was back when she refused to have her face photographed in the Oval Office. Heaton went on to say she has her missions for the state of Michigan and has clearly seen some fruits of her labor being put in based on FaceTime with the president. Of course, referring to her ability to get the new F-35 fighter jet moved to Selfridge Air Force Base. Honestly, I don't think Whitmer had a whole lot to do with that. I think that was something that was on Trump's radar for a long time. Last question, real quick. How hard is it going to be for Governor Whitmer to operate with a 1919 Senate compared to the current one-seat Democratic majority? Well, Jimmy Green prefaced his comments by saying there's no question that her decision not to call a special election in the 35th is totally politically motivated. He's wondering if Whitmer is using the special election as leverage for the upcoming budget discussions. But on the flip side, Green said he's surprised that Speaker Matt Hall hasn't used that as leverage against her in the budget negotiations. So it's going to be very interesting. Now that the lawsuit's been filed, citizens of Bay, Saginaw, and Midland County want a state senator and they want an election called. The lawsuit's been filed. Will Matt Hall, the speaker, then use that as political pressure against the governor? Interesting dynamic. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you, honey, oh sugar, sugar.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this third hour. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. One of the things that we're looking at in this budget process, the legislators coming back on September 9th. Road funding formula, this Senate seat special election. Basically, a lot of political back and forth happening in the Capitol. And again, so far, legislatively, they've only passed six public acts that have been signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This is going to end up, after they do the budget, probably being the very lowest legislative production we've seen ever in the history of Lansing. They could, after passing a budget, get quite a few bills passed in October, November, before breaking for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Deer season, November 15th, they're basically gone until the first week in December. Then they only have a week or two before they take off for Christmas, for the holidays. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this ends up and how the budget may or may not get passed by midnight on September 30th. Now, one other story I want to get to real quick. I mentioned it earlier in the show. Well, engineering companies launched an effort to get thousands, quote unquote, of Michiganders to call on the Senate Democrats through October, asking them to put forward a new road funding formula. Engineering companies, represented by Ron Brinke, executive director of the American Council of Engineering Companies of Michigan, said the House and the governor have put forth a plan, but the Senate Democrats have not done so yet. They are the ones that haven't come forward with a plan, and we need them all to come together and work together. If it looks different coming from the governor or the House, that's fine. We just need to see their plan and then get everybody together, because we need to get action. We want to see movement, And we are going to do everything we can to ask people to call the Senate Democrats. He went on to explain that his group will directly connect with residents over the phone based on whether or not they live in a Democrat Senate district. They're targeting those specific citizens. When MERS asked if a certain Macomb County senator in a competitive district would be receiving a lot of calls, referencing, of course, to Kevin Hertel in St. Clair Shores, Macomb County, he said, you know what? Those senators who are targeted are going to know who we are because they, yes, they will be getting a lot of calls. This is an issue that's been going on for decades, and quite frankly, they've taken little swats and trying to fix it over the years. But the longer we wait, the more costly it's going to be. And it is very difficult for local agencies as well as state agencies to plan for projects not knowing if they're going to have available funding for them in the future. It's a lot easier and less costly to plan fixes to do them as opposed to emergencies when something fails. For example, bridges. Both the governor and Republican-controlled House kicked off the year with proposals that would establish $3 billion in new annual road funding. They all agree, basically, that any state taxes paid at the fuel pump should go directly to road projects. MERS reported that Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks is supportive of this plan as well. However, she wants to backfill the shortfall of any monies not going to education. Well, the problem is House Republicans and Governor Gretchen Whitmer differ on how other state sales tax obligations will be covered if motor fuel purchases are no longer going to them. State sales tax commitments include those required to go toward public schools and local government revenue sharing. Whitmer suggesting placing wholesale taxes on marijuana, just like cigarettes and other smoking products. But she also wants to tax big tech industries like Amazon, Facebook, and X. Meanwhile, House Republicans have proposed a massive discontinuation of state-run corporate incentives and special project grants. Well, this engineering organization represents 6,000 firms altogether, employing more than 600,000 architects, land surveyors, and other specialists. So, you live in a Senate Democrat district, you're going to be getting some phone calls. That's it for today's show. Now back to the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you.